You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The 2016 baseball season, regular season, is now over, which means the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim have begun their vacations and their fishing expeditions and whatever else they're going to do in the offseason, because, of course, they're not in the postseason. So let's look back on the Angels season with Richard Justice. I'm Allison Footer. Richard, this is not anything that we haven't discussed before. Obviously, injuries dictated the Angels season, and it was not pretty, and it did not end well, and there really was not a way that they were going to survive without having any starting pitching.
They began the season with hoping that Garrett Richards would be their number one guy, Matt Shoemaker would be their number two, Andrew Haney would be their young and upcoming phenom, C.J. Wilson, Tyler Skaggs, they all got hurt. Nick Tropiano was like their seventh starter. He got hurt too. Houston Street, their closer, missed a lot of the season. So even though they have the best player in the game, Mike Trout, they have Albert Pujols, they have a pretty good lineup, and a lineup that played well down the stretch. They just, there was a point where what they lost overwhelmed what they had, and they finished as well as they could have, all things considered. And going forward, it's all about, how do we weigh, like, what does Jared Weaver still have? He's unsigned, he's a free agent. What does C.J. Wilson still have? Can we count on Skaggs and Haney and Tropiano? At what point can we count on them next season? How much can we count on them? Is Garrett Richards is the biggest question, because, you know, he's trying to avoid Tommy John surgery, and I don't know what the odds on that are. It's usually not too good. If you knew today that they were going to get 60 starts out of Garrett Richards and Matt Shoemaker, you'd say they got a chance to compete, because things have happened in the lineup. I mean, they're set with Escobar at third, with Krohn at first, and this kid Marte has looked great. They got to find a place for him at DH, left field, spelling guys. Their infield is really good, because Andrelton Simmons is a terrific player, and Mike Trout. So it comes down to, like, how many of those injured guys can you count on? These kids in the minor leagues, Nate Smith and those guys, are they ready? I would think, you know, it's a bad year to go out and look for free agent starting pitching. Brett Anderson, Doug Fister, Andrew Kashner, guys that, if they're healthy, they're serviceable arms, certainly serviceable. But, you know, it's, you can't build a rotation this way. So they're going to have some good fortune. But if you look at the rest of the division, Texas has huge questions in the starting rotation. Did I say Houston? I said Texas. Texas has huge questions. Houston has big questions. Mm-hmm. Oakland has questions. Oakland has pitching, but they're unsure about all the rest of the team. So why not? You know, why not? And I assume, it's a bad assumption maybe, I assume Mike Socia will be back as manager. I mean, when I've talked to him, he seems fired up. He seems excited. He's like your seventh grade gym teacher. You know, like, progress today, 3-day intervals. You know, I know we've been bad for 40 days, but we did this right, this right, this right. And I know people think he's gruff and all that, but he's really, in dealing with players, he's a glass half full type guy, and I think players appreciate that. On the other hand, he doesn't put up with any crap. He doesn't put up with sloppy base running or any of that stuff.
That's good.
There is a way to play the game. His first spring, when they won it in 2002, their spring started with, he set it up a fine system, like a dollar or something on base running, throwing to the right base, and just emphasizing it with those guys, Erstad and Sam and all those, I don't know, he had to do it. But it was emphasizing, we're the Angels, and we're going to play a certain way, and our reputation is going to be on, we do things right. And that's, to me, that will always be Mike Socia's legacy in the game, that he took this franchise and took it to another level, and won a World Series.
When you look at the division, like you were saying, I mean, the Angels have to be able to look at this division and say, okay, this isn't like the NL Central, where it's going to be like nearly impossible to try to get this thing righted while playing the Cubs and the Cardinals and the Pirates all the time. I mean, the Rangers are at the tip top of where they are now. There is going to be a little regression because their farm system is getting a little bit empty, even though they should be good for another couple of years. The Astros are kind of unpredictable. But there's no reason. I mean, when you named all of the starting pitchers that got hurt, I mean, there's no reason. They're not going to be able to just assume that they're all going to come back healthy. They're going to have to add something in there also. But this really is one of the more winnable divisions in baseball.
Yeah, and I also would think, you're not going to have another year where Garrett Richards blows out his elbow and Matt Shoemaker gets hit in the head and Skaggs and Haney and all these guys. that are not just pitchers. These are high-end guys. Andrew Heaney's been a top, you know, a top of the projected to be a top of the rotation guy. So they've got a chance. I think it'll be interesting to see what they do with Jared Weaver. I think, you know, an ERA closer to 5 now. At one time, he was one of the, for 3 years there, he was one of the top pitchers in baseball. What does he still have left? He will be, Billy Epler, their general manager, probably will see him differently than Mike sees him. Billy Epler sees a guy that's aging, 1 year contract, something like that. But Mike sees a guy, I'm sure, that always figures it out. That always figured out a way, even as his velocity declined. And also think that even though people don't see him that way, Jared Weaver, I think he means something to the franchise. I think he means something to Pujols and to Trout and those guys who've been around a while. To me, this is the sentimental side. He belongs in an Angels uniform. If they can work out the money part of it, he's probably a 1 year guy.
You know, you think that they will want him back? I mean,
I would think that Billy Epler, the GM, would think we can do better, and that Mike would think, look, this is a guy I want on my team. I trust this guy. I think even in his worst of times, Mike would always say, we've always figured it out. Now, will he always figure it out? He won't always figure it out. And it may be time to cut ties. I would imagine C.J. Wilson won't be back. But there's no history there.
Right.
You know, they never saw the best of C.J. Wilson. Those of us in Texas saw the best of C.J. Wilson. But there's going to be options. And if not him, who? I mean, you've got to have – how many starting pitchers do you need? 8, 10, something like that. Everybody – like the Dodgers had too many, and it turned out to be not enough.
And the Angels had too many. It turned out to be not enough. It's just kind of the luck of the draw at some point. You have to have – I mean, everybody needs to have, like, probably 7 or 8 options, like, going into spring training, like a bunch of minor league guys that are, they don't have room for. But this was, like, insane what happened to the Dodgers and the Angels.
Right. And it's not like the Angels have been dog food. They went to the playoffs 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
And last year they were eliminated on the final day of the regular season with a lineup that he was – piecing together with chewing gum and finger and paper clips
and
down the
spit.
Stretch and spit and his general manager quit in the middle of the season, and still, to me, it was as good a job as Mike has done, and probably this year, this final 6 or 8 weeks has been better because they've competed their butts off against teams that had everything to play for. And I would think there's lots to fix with the Angels, but the manager's office is not one of them.
Okay. I will take that to the bank. Thank you very much, Richard.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.